Welcome to the Jeremy Mullins podcast, where we take a deep dive into education to help optimize performance in many aspects. I am Jeremy. I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host today, Mr. Reno.
What's going on, good sir?
I feel like I'm announcing you in a fight each time, right? I'm getting good at it.
I know. Mr. Reno. With my UFC poster in the background and everything.
I like it. I like it. Hey, we got a good one today. I don't know how long this one will be. It might be short. It might be directly to the point, but it is something I am seeing a lot inside the people I'm working with. It is an educational topic that I talk about a lot with individuals because the reality is we all go through it, right? And it's talking about the seasons, right? Seasons of life. And I think everybody knows and understands that, you know, hey, we have, you know, summer, we have fall, we have winter. In spring, well, I was going in the wrong direction there. I skipped one.
No,
right?
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. So spring, should start with spring. It rolls off better. Spring, summer, fall, winter. You know, so we know we have seasons. You know, inside of you know weather, but truly we have seasons of life. And I think a lot of people overlook that, right? Whether it be secondary to pressure from culture, pressure from individuals, and they try to make, you know, when we're looking at the health journey world, right? Fat loss world or something, when we're looking at that journey, sometimes I think people are in a season of life that it doesn't make sense to try to optimize performance or optimize, you know, their health. Now, it doesn't mean it's not a priority. I want to preface with that. It should be a priority. What I'm talking about is like optimization. Okay. And I think a great example of this, just to get the listeners into, you know, kind of a mindset where we're going is like, hey, if you have a newborn baby, it might not be the best season of life to try to optimize your sleep performance.
No, not even close.
Right? Like it's
maybe
just
not even try. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes. It's just not, you know, it's not something that we want to do. And I look at it in, you know, how Katie and I try to do our fitness things, right? We're both enjoy endurance sports. And we try to alternate years when we're performing or we're trying to do something big. Right. And, you know, listen, my wife is a phenomenal athlete. So when I say she's an endurance sport individual or a runner or a cyclist, like she's good at it. Right. I just go and try to finish said events. And this year she got into Leadville. She got into the Leadville 100 mountain bike race. You know, so we'll be traveling out there this summer. And you know, our season of life, if you think about it, is going to be putting her training a priority over mine, right? Because she got into this big event that, you know, she wants to go do. And I'm okay with that because I understand this is just a season in my life that my training is taking a back seat. Now, the great thing about it is I will train with her too, and that'll allow me to, you know, get workouts in, allow my fitness still to be there, but it's not necessarily the number one priority. And I'm okay with that. And I think a lot of people don't and haven't learned how to balance these seasons throughout their career and throughout their life.
Yeah. And you see it from like the highest athletes possible. They really try to peak, like your wife is going to try to peak at Leadville. You can't peak all year round. You're just going to fall apart and fail miserably. And then you're not going to love it. You're going to hate it. Yep. You see a lot of athletes fall out of love with their sport because they just tried to peak 24/7, 365.
100%. And you know, that gets into like, once we said, you know, just the mesocycles and the microcycles of a specific training. Right. So I think, you know, just as this earth, you know, experiences, you know, the fall, the spring, the summer, the winter, the change in the seasons, human life is also going through these phases, right? And the cool thing is each phase is unique and will bring certain challenges, but also will bring certain successes, right? There'll be certain things that you succeed, just like, you know, hey, college is a season of life, right? Or studying, you know, online classes, you know, to finish a new degree or career, or whatever that is, like those would be phases of life. Because once you finish that, you move on to something else. And I think, you know, a take-home message for the listeners, recognizing and embracing these seasons can have a profound effect on your personal growth within, you know, not only your career, your wellness, but just overall. And, you know, being able to recognize that there's times that you need to lean into certain things, and then there's times that you maybe need to maintain certain things. And this can be broad, right? So maybe I'm speaking fat loss, or you're in your fat loss journey right now, and you have to understand there's times that you lean into your fat loss, you know, and then there's times that you don't. right? There's times that you maintain, and that should be the goal, and that is okay, right? So I think those are some things that I want people to understand that is perfectly fine throughout this journey.
For me, I learn more and grow more during some of my maintenance phase than me trying to optimize things. Cause when you're optimizing, you're kind of risking things, you're trying new things, you're seeing what works, what doesn't work, most importantly. And in those maintenance phase, that's when you really see growth end over end.
Yep. And you know, for, you know, you're a business owner, or you're in maybe sales or, you know, certain time business, like you could think about your year like this, right? And what I mean by that is, like, are there times that you're planting seeds, right, inside of making new contacts, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that might not be a time of the year that someone is going to purchase, you know, a said product or a said program, but you're out there making the contacts. You're out there, you know, having relationships, building relationships, knowing that you're planting seeds, because then later on there would be a harvest season that would come along with that, right? Now, just kind of, you know, I gave the reference early, kind of, you know, the analogy of what we're going to go through, you know, the next year, and, you know, prioritizing Katie's training for Leadville. And as I mentioned, the cool thing about it is, like, I'll still do rides with her, right? I'll still mountain bike a lot and all that. And that sets me up for my goal, you know, which is the Ironman in November of the year, which she is doing too, which is, once again, you know, totally fine. It is her year, right? And then what I will get to do next year is pick some A events for me, where then she kind of supports me in that role, right? So we always try to do an event together, but then we always try to alternate those years where that someone else gets the A event, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least maybe it's not the year. Maybe it's early in the year that she gets one, later in the year I get one, right? So that the other person plays their role of support inside of that, right? So that's just a great example of what you'd look like, you know, as far as seasons go. Okay. Now I have one that I will cover that's more specific to fat loss, but I know, you know, we were talking offline about your passion of golfing, and you're pretty good golfer from what I've heard. Right.
All right.
So,
yeah.
You know, when you think about that, relay how you've had certain times in your life, or sticking with the terminology we're using, certain seasons that you've leaned into your golf game versus others you're just kind of maybe maintaining.
Yeah. I can off the top of my head. So all 4 years I played college golf, and all 4 years you're practicing 3 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week, with multiple tournaments in the fall and spring. And you're just on go. You're trying to optimize at every day, every week. Cause you're fighting for your spot, all 4 years. And I found myself not being able to really maintain and enjoy the game. So it was like, just go, 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 go. Graduated college, and then I got to just hang out. So from that year, I didn't really take it too serious. I practiced here and there, and I just went out and played for the love of it. And I noticed in that maintenance phase a year after, I got extremely good. And it was like, why couldn't I do this in college compared to now? And it's all due to, I was trying to optimize, the school was trying to optimize our performances all 4 years, every single month, end over end. And it didn't play out well. So you're not going to be able to put 100% into everything, every single day, every single week, every single year. Take time off, take breaks, take a step back and see what you can work on the micro end to make those macro changes.
Yeah. And, you know, when we're talking about the seasons, I want to preface this. We are not speaking of letting the pendulum shift all the way back. So going back to changing behaviors to have success within your wellness journey. So I'm not talking about, okay, you know, I've had success, you know, on an 8 to 12 week program, I've lost down to X amount body fat percentage, and then just going back to the old behaviors. That's not what we're referring to. I'm talking about, like, in order to have drastic change, sometimes drastic measures need to happen. Okay. That might mean that you don't get to spend as much time on the weekends with your kids because you need to put a 2 hour training session in, right? Which is important, because if you're 100 pounds overweight, you have high blood pressure, you're pre-diabetic, you're diabetic, you need to handle those things. You need to take care of those things if you want to be here for your kids later on, right? So the season of putting in that extra time and making those sacrifices, which are investments in yourself or your family long-term, have to be made. So I'm not saying let the pendulum go back the other way, but what I'm saying is there is times that, hey, this is a priority. I'm going to lean into this. I'm going to put more time into my workouts. I'm going to put more time into my meal prep. I'm going to put more time into X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. You go do it. And then it comes a season of like, okay, now, right, I've trained for this Ironman, or, you know, my wife has trained for Leadville. So she spent her time on Sundays out riding her bike, right? And maybe not with the kids. Then she takes a season of life that she spends more time with the kids, right? And that's the beautiful thing that has worked for us in supporting each other in this back and forth with these endurance events, right? Because we can kind of phase into these different phases along the way, and it allows each other to support in that phase, right? So she's out once again, putting in a bunch of time, whether it be biking or whether it be running, you know, then yes, I have the kids. But once again, that means I'm in that phase that I get to spend more extra, or spend more extra. Is that a word? Combining that word together, right? I can spend extra time with them. And I think where a lot of people make this mistake, once again, is they're not able to recognize that life has these phases. And we have to be able to recognize that. We have to be able to see what type of phase that we are in order to have optimal success in whatever aspect that we're looking at.
Yeah. And I think you're speaking, especially if you're married, like Jeremy's talking about, like, this is a perfect scenario where this could help marriages, this could help friendships, this can help family. Like, everyone has seasons, whether it be married, single, family, kids, no kids. So think about what he just said and kind of figure out how you can help someone else achieve their goals within their season.
100%. Like, and I think, you know, I know we do speak more to, you know, the fitness and the wellness side of things. But I think if you really look at, you know, this and just every aspect of your life, you can see that these seasons are there. And being able to recognize them and know when to lean into certain things versus know when to, like, okay, what are the you know, minimal dosage that I need to put in to maintain whatever that looks like. It's all there, right? And you can even bring it out to, you know, I know we do a lot of our financial education here. We could also look at it from finances, right? There might be certain seasons of life that, you know, you save more. Or there's, you know, unfortunately, there's times that you spend more, right? Like, that is just part of it. But being able to recognize it and recognize that there's a purpose behind it and that you can learn and embrace it, you can have that long-term success.
Absolutely. Nailed it right on the head.
So, guys, no matter where you're at, no matter what season that you're in, learn to embrace it. Learn to be able to recognize it and know that it is just a season, right? Realize that these seasons of life can be where you're just keeping your head above water and you're just doing the minimal dosage that needs to happen to continue on towards your goals, right? And I think the better you get at embracing those and recognizing those, the more likely you are going to have success, no matter what we're talking about, whether it's life, fitness, family, finance, or even golf.
Clap, clap.
Clap, clap.
Yeah.
And for the listeners, the reason I'm saying that is I attempted to play golf one time in my life. I am not the golfer. I drive the golf cart. So anytime you need someone to go drive the golf cart and maybe drink a couple of beverages, I've got you, but I will not be playing.
Yeah, we have the bourbon and the golf carts here in Kentucky, so come on in.
That's awesome. Guys, once again, we appreciate all the support, all the downloads. If there is a specific topic that you guys would like to hear, please let us know. We're truly enjoying bringing this education, just kind of talking through some of the things that are coming up in our life. And I hope you found, you know, today very valuable. And if you don't care, you know, let me know what season of life you're in. So, you know, if you're on social media, you're active in social media, tag Reno and I in a post, just kind of with a short, like, hey, this is the season of life I'm in and how things are going. You know, from that aspect, it can be, you know, if you're in a fat loss and things are going good and that's a season, cool. Let us know. If you're maintaining, if you're building muscle, whatever it is, tag us in a social media post. Let us know how things are going. And we hope to talk to you soon, guys. Have a great day.
See you.